Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very spooky edition of Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Charlie, and I'm joined this evening by Max. It's Halloween, Max. What are you going as dressed as tonight?
Well, I'm going to get my lobster back out. If anybody saw me at the darts it was back end of last year. I'm gonna get the lobster back out. So if you see photos later of a lobster roaming the streets, it's probably me.
Great, I'm excited to see it. We've got a couple of guests on for you as always. We've got a Cardiff fan and a Posh fan. Lots to talk about this week. It's been a week of change for Peterborough United. But before we dive in, a massive thank you to our partner for this live stream, Elite Lawn Maintenance. They're a local, independent, family-run lawn care company specialising in renovations and chemical treatments. They run treatment programmes within 30 miles of Peterborough, and their products are up to 360 times stronger than what you'll find at your local garden centre. With over 10 years of experience maintaining football pitches, including the hallowed turf at London Road, they're Peterborough's leading independent lawn care company. And good news, Posh fans, contact Elite Lawn Maintenance today to arrange a free lawn consultation, and Up the Poshcast listeners will receive 25% off their first treatment. So many reasons to get involved with Elite Lawn Maintenance. But without further ado, we'll get Dan, the Cardiff fan, involved. Dan, how are you this evening?
All right, good, thanks. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Max.
How are you feeling right then as a Cardiff fan? It's been a good season for you so far.
Yeah, it has in a way. We're sitting towards the top of the tree. I don't know if we're still actually top. I don't tend to spend too much time looking at the league table this early in the season. But I think after the last game we played, we were certainly top. And it certainly doesn't feel like we've clicked yet. It doesn't feel like we're top of the table. It feels like we've seen a couple of bad performances, a couple of bad results, particularly at home. I think probably at some point when we do click, I think we're sort of really capable of putting together six or seven results on the bounce and really probably giving a couple of teams a proper hide-in.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the table, you're 2 points off top with the game in hand.
Right.
It's a great start considering, you know, the fact that it was a bit of a reset for the club. Brian Barry Murphy coming in this summer. What is your assessment of his job so far?
Oh, he's been a real breath of fresh air around the club. He seems to really understand the club. I've been to a couple of evenings with him and he just really, he speaks passionately. You know, he really understands sort of the core of the club. He understands the players that he's got. I think he probably is still perhaps finding his feet when it comes to finding the best, you know, the strengths of everyone and the weaknesses of everyone, particularly in the back four. We're chopping and changing a lot back there. And you'll probably see changes again tomorrow night, I would think, tomorrow afternoon. But yeah, like I said, I think it's just one of those things that when it clicks, it's going to click well.
Yeah, let's look at the game in a bit more depth. Then you just sort of hinted there that we might see some rotation. Obviously, Cardiff's squad has a lot of young talent in it, doesn't it? Do you think we could see? Do you think you're going to take this game seriously? Is the league your focus? Because I know a lot of teams sort of love the FA Cup and love going on, going and playing a big club later down the line or anything like that. Is that on your radar? Are you bothered about this competition? You know, or are you just focused on sort of rotating and not really caring about the result?
Well, to begin at the beginning, we do have a young squad, but it's also a small squad. So there is only so much rotation that can be done. Then we've got one of the smallest squads in League One. We have got a couple of players coming back from injury now, like Alex Robertson. If he's firing, that's going to be like a new signing for us. I'm hearing that Ollie Tanner's injury isn't as bad as we first thought, and perhaps that he's going to be back sooner rather than later as well. And I think we've pretty much written him off for the season, so that would be beneficial as well. But in terms of how seriously we'll take the competition, you know, we've gone into the quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup on Tuesday, having outclassed Wrexham at their own ground. We did the same to Premier League Burnley in the round before that. And then we'll be welcoming Chelsea towards the end of the month. So we can see that the manager clearly does care about the cup competitions. And when I say I think we'll see some rotation, that's because we've seen rotation in almost every match. We rarely had the same back four go out two or three games in a row, if at all. So I think he'll probably start with a really strong core team. We just might see a few minutes for some of the younger boys, you know, just to get a little bit of experience there with a couple of the other guys. Yeah, we might see Robertson starting instead of Salah. I wouldn't be surprised to see that at all. At the back, yeah, anything really goes with BBM. I've no idea how to read who he's picking at the back, but I certainly think he's going to go there and he's going to try and win the match. You know, famously, we're the only club in Wales to have ever won the FA Cup, so that we do have a pedigree, and we were at the final as recently as 2008. So there's no way that he's going to think that it would be well received for us to write it off and concentrate on the league, because it wouldn't be. That said, I think at this stage we still have replays, don't we, for another couple of rounds. So I would think his main aim would be to avoid a replay, given that I don't see where we would fit it in unless we played it in maybe the third week of September. November.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess my next question to you is about your team. You mentioned rotation a lot. What would you say the biggest strength of this season's Cardiff team is? And if there is one, what is the biggest weakness?
The strength is probably coming from when one of the players who we are expecting to put on a show perhaps has a quieter game, someone else steps in. You know, if Reuben Colwell has an off night, and he's so dangerous when he's on, but if he has an off night, then, you know, you've had Chris Willock standing up and being, you know, doing that job and being superb. You know, Joel Colwell. The other night, Will Fish pops up and, you know, just chucks home a volley at the back post. So we've just, I think that's where our strength has been. It's unity of the squad. And when someone isn't performing as well as they can, then other people are picking up the slack. And perhaps that's something that we haven't had last season or maybe for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. And I think there is some strength in this posh team to start with, but we're just so disjointed, it feels, that I don't feel Luke Williams is going to have enough time to really get a grip of this squad. Speaking of Luke Williams, obviously there probably is a little bit of bad blood on your side, considering he is an ex-Swansea manager. I do believe he's managed a derby as well, if I'm right in saying that. So how do you think Posh are going to line up, knowing that you've seen a Luke Williams team firsthand?
I wouldn't portray myself as knowing enough about the rest of the league to even speculate on that. What I would say is, traditionally, ex-Swansea managers do quite well against us. We had something of a Russell Martin curse for a while. And, you know, when you've got the new manager bounce coupled with that, you know, that he's really going to want to beat us, then, yeah, I certainly... I wouldn't be as downbeat as a couple of you were sounding before we came live.
Yeah, that's a fair point. We are not in the best way right now, as you can probably see from the outside, Dan. What do you think the difference maker could be in this game? We spoke about the game earlier in the season, just before we came on air, obviously us winning 2-1. What areas do you think we're going to get at you on Saturday?
Yeah, as we said, you know, that's another example of we needed a goal and we had an 18-year-old defender just pop up on his first, I think it was his first senior appearance, and score a worldie. So it goes to speak to what I said in the last question. As for tomorrow, I think our weakness is when teams really sort of have a high press on us. The playing out from the back and knocking it around the back four, we have conceded goals from it, and I can see us conceding more goals from it. There's a couple of players who don't look entirely comfortable doing it. The goalkeeper is certainly better than other goalkeepers that we've had who've tried it, but it makes me nervous. It just makes me nervous when we're knocking it around and encouraging people onto us, when sometimes just a foot through the ball is perhaps old school, but necessary.
Yeah, I think that might be a frustration of posh fans under Luke Williams for a while. I think that's a situation we might have to get used to, not playing the ball long when maybe we should. Dan, final question from us. Can we have a score prediction? We always do score predictions. Lots of people don't like to predict their own team's games, but we make them do it anyway. What do you think Peterborough versus Cardiff in the first round of the FA Cup is going to throw up?
In spite of what I've said about BBM definitely not wanting a replay, I've got a feeling it's finishing 1-1 tomorrow.
And have you got, if Cardiff are going to score, who will be the Cardiff goal scorer?
I think Colwill might be given a rest tomorrow. I think Salek might be given a rest. So I'm going to look for Callum Robinson if he starts. And also, given that he's just coming back from injury now, and he's going to be keen to perform, if he gets a start, Alex Robertson as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Dan. You can find Dan on Classic Shirt CDF on social media. Classic football shirts available through him for a variety of clubs all over the world, including apparently sometimes some posh match worn ones. So go and check him out. Dan, thank you so much for joining us and giving up some of your Halloween evening. Have a great rest of your night. Cheers. So we'll go through a couple of comments just before we get our posh fan on. So Up the Posh says, no assault. I agree. Yes, the lads. Max has decided to go as a massive chin for Halloween.
Boo! What? Original.
Yeah. PUFC for life thinks we're getting battered tomorrow. Well, when our score prediction segment comes on, you'll see whether we agree or not. I think quite a few of us do. Lindgren scores, maybe. That, I mean, there's magic of the cup and then there's miracles of the cup. Noah Salt says Mills will start over Keller. That's an interesting positional, like, comparison. Nathan Winter has gone from we are getting battered to Lindgren scoring. I assume he's talking about an own goal, Nathan. Rafty says, our only hope is that their players will be tired after the Wrexham game. Yeah, that's true. I mean, how many times do you see teams pull off, like, I wouldn't call Wrexham a giant killing, but like a big result in a cup fixture and then go and lose their next game because they're just on an absolute high. You know, our boys have been focused. No replays, apparently. Yeah, I'm not sure about the rules on replays. I don't know. I think they're gone in the first round too, but maybe I'm wrong. Frankie Winks says exactly. Quietly confident tomorrow, says Brandon Harvey. And Paulie, yeah, with a sentiment we can all get behind. No, oh no, tomorrow, please. Yep, fair enough. Right. We are, without further ado, going to be joined by Steve, who is a Posh fan. Steve, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, good to meet you both. A real joy to be here.
So we'll start with a week ago, because the picture did look very different 7 days before now. And I think we'll go through chronologically. So first of all, a 2-1 loss to Blackpool and then a statement from Darren McAntony relieving Darren Ferguson of his duties. What was your opinion on that decision to get rid of the manager?
Oh, do you know what? The Blackpool game was really disappointing because I thought we played really, really well. Obviously, you know, much better than we have for a while. And I could see positives. And to lose that game was a real, you know, a real shocker, wasn't it? And I thought, that's it. That's going to have to be it. So when Darren made that statement and Fergie was gone, I was Fergie in. I've always been Fergie in right up until, even after the Burton game, but right up until the Blackpool game, I was still really Fergie in. I was hoping that we won that game. Reflecting on that, it was time. You know, I was clinging on to the past history and the past glory. So it didn't surprise me. And, you know, this week I'm feeling really optimistic after listening to Luke Williams' interviews and reading about him and doing a little bit of research. I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, Steve, I think you echo sort of a lot of Posh fans and that in the fact that it's Darren Ferguson. And if it was any other manager, I don't think we would have given him the light of day. But because it's Darren Ferguson and that history, you almost want it to be him, don't you, that turns the ship around. You've sort of answered the question, but I do want to ask it anyway, because it's a point that I'm really interested in. If we were going to do this anyway and Fergie was going to be sacked, do you think we've sacked him too late? Do you think at the end of September, in that international break where really we had 2 weeks off before Burton, do you think that would have been a far better time to have sacked him than now, when we've got, although the FA Cup's almost like a free hit for Luke Williams, do you think maybe we wouldn't be 5 points adrift at this point?
Possibly, yeah. Hindsight's a brilliant thing, isn't it? And yeah, but maybe. I think the thing with Luke Williams is that, and I know you've mentioned it on your pod the other day, I think it might have been Lods, that is he going to need a bit more time with these players? And potentially earlier on in the season, if we'd made the same decision, you know, get rid of Fergie, bring in Luke Williams, possibly by now we might be in a slightly better position. I think my worry is the players that, given his style of football, have we got those players? And it was quite refreshing, actually. I saw an interview with Luke Williams today, and he did suggest that he's going to look at the players. He's not got long to do it, has he? Let's face it, you know, today and yesterday, to kind of figure out a system that will best suit them, given that he loves the press. He loves that, you know, that possession-based game. The injuries we've got now, you know, I can't see. It's going to be really interesting to see who starts tomorrow. That's, I'm looking forward to that, because, you know, you've got Neville injured, Garber potentially injured now, Jimmy J. Morgan, you know, going to be out for a little bit, although I've been told not that long. You know, who's going to play? What's he seen in training these last couple of days? What's Odo been like? Let's hope Odo's not been great, because he's going to be playing tomorrow.
You know what my next question is going to be then, Steve? Who do you think is going to step up into those positions? We'll start with at the back. Without Nevitt, who do you think is going to take that position?
Oh, I've been thinking about this for a while, and, you know, I think Mendonca's got a real chance. You know, if he, you know, he looks all right, doesn't he? Because otherwise we're going to be a bit static, I think, as Lee's back now after his suspension. I'm not sure. You know, Akabwe, he's an option. You know, Connor's got to start, but it's, you know, I think Mendonca might have an opportunity. You know, full backs or wing backs, whichever way he wants to go. Mills has got to be in with a shout. Who at Dornelli, you know, who have we got?
Yeah, Steve, it's interesting, because I've been looking at Luke Williams and really researching his style of play, and I think that we could potentially see Peter Chiozzo play that centre-back role, and play on the right side, and it would be Hughes and Tom O'Connor when Hughes is back fit, but for now it would be George Nevitt, and give George Nevitt the licence to step into midfield if he wants to and play the line splitting balls, and let O'Connor and Chiozzo really push on. I think that's our best back three under Luke Williams right now. And then, of course, it will be Hughes when he's back fit for Nevitt. And yeah, but I was wondering what you thought about maybe pushing Chiozzo into central defence and then playing like Luke Williams liked at Notts County, because I do think we'll play the back three. Playing wingers like Lisby and Frith when he's back, or I mean, John will be Luke Williams out if this is the team sheet, but even Lisby and Oddo to play those wing back roles and to really help us get up the pitch.
Yeah, that's a fair shout. I mean, Chiozzo, he's got all those attributes of a decent, you know, strong defender. He's quick. He's relatively decent, you know, on the ball. I've not thought about that, so that is potentially an option. I think for me, with the Luke Williams way, from what I understand, it's defensively and up top at the minute where we're going to, you know, potentially have an issue right now in terms of the players we've got available. I mean, let's face it, you know, he's got a 30-man squad to work with, but not all of them are fit. So if they were all fit, it'd be quite an easy thing to pick the players, because I think we all know which players would suit his system that we've got better. The midfield, I think, is a given. You know, you can have Collins and Keller. It's a shame, you know, we still don't know about Garbutt, how long he's going to be out for, because I would have said Garbutt was a starter. You know, who else is going to come in midfield? You know, is he going to plonk Lolos in there or what? I'm like I said, I'm really fascinated about tomorrow to see what that team's going to look like.
Yeah, I'm completely with you, Steve. I think it's going to be really interesting to see who he goes with. Moving on to tomorrow then, obviously we've spoken about the fact that he's not Luke Williams, had a lot of time on the training ground. He's sort of coming in and just trying to scrape together a team to play against Cardiff. I mean, let's just be cards on the table. Are we fussed about tomorrow? Are you up for it, Steve? Do you care if we lose and go out of the FA Cup? Or is it just one of those where it's like, it'll be good to see if he can implement a bit of his play, but Wimbledon at home next week's his real first game?
Yeah, I'm a bit, it's a weird one, because this is probably the first time I've felt a bit like, well, what will be tomorrow. You know, a good cup run is important for the club, obviously, for the financial benefits. Of course it is. And, you know, you can't underestimate how important that is to a small club like us. However, I'm more interested in, as I said, the team that he puts out. You know, what am I going to see that's going to be a bit different? You know, where are the improvements going to be from, you know, the last 18 months? You know, I want to see signs of improvement. I don't think we're going to get battered at all. I think there's going to be a little bit of new manager bounce. Some of those players are going to be like, oh, OK, then here we go. I'm going to have to show him what I'm all about. So there's going to be a bit of that. You know, Dan mentioned the Cardiff fan. They might have a slightly weaker team out tomorrow. They've had a, you know, a tough game in the week. So I'm positive. I think, you know, as much as if it was a league match, then, you know, I think the timing of Luke Williams coming in is really good, because he's got a cup match. Then we've got the Virtue Trophy game in the week, haven't we? And then we've got Wimbledon, I believe, is Crawley in between the Wimbledon match, I think.
I think it might just be, I think it's, I need to check the fixture, but I think it's the week after. So I think it goes, oh, I think okay. He's got a clear week of training, which is probably even better, right? Arguably. Got a clear week of training with the squad after Cardiff. And then he's got a clear week of training. Then he's got Wimbledon and then Crawley and then Mansfield away, although that's looking like it's going to be postponed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got, I guess you mentioned there you want to see improvements, minor improvements. If you, because we can't expect everything to change, obviously, and I don't think that's what you were suggesting, but if you could give me two key areas that you'd like to see improve from last Saturday's game against against Blackpool to tomorrow's game against Cardiff, two things you'd like to see in this posh team tomorrow, what would they be?
Well, I think against Blackpool we were okay, but it was lapses of concentration, wasn't it? It was that Harley Mills moment when he let the player cut inside and get that winning goal. So it's little things like that, and a bit more ruthlessness up top. You know, 27 shots or 28 shots against Blackpool. You know, let's get some of those, you know, in the back of the net. And you know, I think though, if we can improve in those two areas, those little lapses of concentration that we do get with young players, and a bit more ruthlessness, you know, when we're in that final bit, and they start putting those chances away. Harry Leonard, you know, we all want Harry Leonard to score, don't we? Let's face it, I'm begging him to score tomorrow.
Yeah, Steve, Posh's million-pound man, literally took the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to talk about Harry Leonard, I want to know what you think, Luke. How do you think we can get Harry Leonard firing? Because he, in spells, has looked great, hasn't he? And I think he's really struggling. He was really struggling in Darren Ferguson's system. I don't think he's built for a second striker. I think he's built to play on his own. What do you think's the key for Luke Williams to unlock Harry Leonard and to really see him firing? Because we spent a lot of money on him, and I think he's going to be vital if we want to stay up this season.
Well, I think Harry Leonard's had a bit of bad luck, because he's had chances, and those chances he's created himself, hasn't he? He's, you know, he's hit the post, he's hit the bar, he's you know, a goal he's pulled off a worldie, and Jimmy J Morgan's been there to finish it off. So he's worked so hard, and given feeding off scraps. I think if Luke Williams can get, the likes of whoever he plays on the wings or wing backs to, to get those decisive balls in the area quicker. We dither too much, I believe. You've said it, you guys on the pod. The frustration with the ball going side to side, then the good position, then back, and then out of the wing, and then back again. I think Luke Williams won't be having that. He'll be all over that, and those wingers will be straight down to the byline and whipping it in, cutting it back, whatever. And I think Harry Leonard will benefit from that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Leonard could be one of the big winners of this system. You look at what Luke Williams did to Macaulay Langstaff, who someone in the chat has just said, and I saw earlier today, already linked with us, which felt like a very obvious one. But you see how he just turned him into an absolute goal machine. You'd hope that he could do something similar with Leonard because he's got potential to be a fantastic player for Porsche in age profile, length of contract. He could be the next massive sale, but just need to get him scoring some goals. And with that, Steve, I'll ask you for your score prediction for tomorrow and your first Posh goal scorer.
Well, I'm going to stick with Harry Leonard, obviously, just because I really, really want it to be him. And I'm going to go for a 2-1 win.
Yeah, very good. I like it. You'll see later on, but I think that's a very similar score prediction to mine. So there we are. Get your score predictions in, anybody watching, and you, Steve, if you've not gone through the website yet, on www.uptheposhcast.com, the Next Level Barbell Club Predictions League. And yeah, there's big prizes to be won, prizes every month, and a massive prize at the end of the season. So thank you very much for joining us, Steve.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Great to meet you. Great
Lovely to meet
podcast.
you.
Up the podcast.
Up the podcast. So
Thank you.
there you go. He gets it. Right, let's go through some of the comments, shall we, Max? We'll start down with, we'll go all the way up to the top. Any news on Garbutt? Can Jimmy J Morgan play? I think Steve touched on this. Garbutt, and I think both of them have been ruled out for Saturday. I saw a rumor that Jimmy J has gone back to Chelsea, but I think that was just for a scan. Let's hope we don't have to go back to Wales. Yeah, can someone in the chat find out about the replays, please? Matt Metcham, we lose 3-1, but who cares? It's the tragic of the cup. Never heard that before, Matt. Tragic of the cup. I like it. I'm going to use that at some point in the future. Nah, all-out attack and must win this game, says Matthew Lord. I think calling this a must-win is very, very harsh.
Yeah, could you imagine we lose and we get a statement like, look, he didn't attack enough, we lost the game. Steve Evans
yeah, he's
walks
gone.
Through the door in the morning.
Well, that's topical because Howard says, Charlie, any regrets about backing Steve Evans now that Luke Williams has been appointed? Yeah, I'd just like to take this moment to apologise to absolutely nobody. No, I don't have any regrets. I still back the sentiment. I'm all for Luke Williams and I'm all for him being a success, and I'm really hopeful that he will be a success. But also, like, if people are going to say, I told you so, if Luke Williams successful, I never said that I did desperately didn't want Luke Williams. I just said I felt like Steve Evans, who factually is a results-based manager, would have been a more sensible appointment to try and keep us in the league. I think Luke Williams is either going to be fantastic or problematic, whereas I think Steve Evans would have just been a steady hand who would have kept us up. Vassile, I think that's how you'd say that. If we win for tomorrow's game, which football club are we going to face? Any guess? I love how he specified football club, as if we could be playing against, lacrosse or rugby clubs. I mean, I'd love a Cambridgeshire derby. We haven't had one this season. Get me to the shabby, is what I'd say to that. Brandon Harvey says, I'm going 2-1 Posh tomorrow. Lisby double, or Lyle double, as he said. He also asked again about which football club we're going to face in round two. Sorry, that's the same question. PUSC for life, all three of them are doubtful. Yeah, no replays. Cool. Right, so it will go extra time and penalties. So we can have a penalty shootout at London Road for the first time in quite a while. Rafty says, expect a defeat, celebrate a win. Exactly. That's exactly, I think, the mentality. Do you agree, Max, that go there expecting very little, and if we win and it's a good performance, then come on. And if we don't, well, then at least Luke Williams has some footage to go back and analyse with the players on Monday.
For me, I want to see an identity. That's what I want to see. And I know Luke Williams hasn't had enough time to really employ one, but that's what I want to see. I couldn't care less if we got spanked 10-0 and we get knocked out the cup. What I want to see is that there's a pattern of play, there's a way of play, and I want to see which personnel he chooses, if he's going to play the 3-4-3, if he's going to play the 4-2-3-1. I'm very interested to see all of that. For me, the result does not matter. All focus should be on the league this season with 5 points adrift. I really don't want to be traipsing into Premier League clubs and in the third round, as fun as that is, and getting spanked and or having a player injured along the way. We say it all the time, but if we didn't win the Virtue Trophy and didn't tire our players out in that Oxford season, would we have been in the Championship? That's always sort of the story that gets spun. Do you think if we prioritize this trophy, or we want to go far in it for the cup rather than the money, and we get players injured or tired, do you think that's going to be a downfall if we get relegated at the end of the season? I think so. And for me, I think it's just time that we ignore this competition, go and give Cardiff a game, top of the league, almost Cardiff, game in hand, go and give them a game, show that we can compete and get some confidence in our boots for Wimbledon, which is a far bigger game, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any comparison between the two. It is such a bigger game, Wimbledon. I think a lot of good questions have been made of what I think his first lineup, Luke Williams, is going to look like. So I've tried to put mine together and I'll let the chat see if they agree or disagree. Now, Ash said earlier, actually, in the chat that he thought Reyes was going to start in goal. I would say I think he'll go with Bass because I think he'll want to see what he's about. And because he left Notts County by the time Alex Bass joined Luke Williams. It was the summer after he left, wasn't it? So he hasn't seen Alex Bass before, other than obviously playing against him when he was at Wimbledon potentially. I'd go with Bass in goal. I think Tom O'Connor is an absolute shoo-in at left-sided centre back. And I have to say, Max, I think I agree with you. I do really think Peter Gyökeres could be seen as a right-sided centre half in this system. Like, I really believe that. I put him there, then in the middle of the back three for Saturday's game. I could see Luke Williams liking Akagbwe and coming to like him, but I think for the game on Saturday, it will be Tom Lee's bit of experience in there. So that means it'll be Lee sort of cementing it at the back, and then he'll have O'Connor and Kyoso either side of him, which is quite an aggressive back three. I think the left wing back position picks itself. It's Harley Mills. I think unless Abraham Odo's had an absolute worldie in training, it'll be him. I think the midfield two, I think it will be Woods and Collins. And then right wing back, I'll say, well, I have a feeling about that it's going to be Kyrell Lisby because he's a right footed player. I think he's not, obviously, he's an inverted left winger, which means he's a natural right-sided player. I think Luke Williams could see him in that role, same as Declan Frith when he comes back. Then I think it will be Keller as one of the players in behind the striker. And then I think that other role is probably the hardest to predict. Steve mentioned Lolos potentially. Who else could it be? It could be Odo. Could be Gustav in the 10, for example. There are a couple of options. Who it could be. It could even is he going to do something rogue and bring in a player like, I don't know, for example, Donny O'Brien Brady? Could that happen? That's the position that's hardest, and I think Harry Leonard is guaranteed to stay on up front. I don't know if you have any alterations to your lineup, Max.
No, we're identical. We're identical the whole way through. I think that is my favourite lineup. I think George Nevitt will come back in once fit, and Leeds will head to the bench until Hughes comes back. I think that centre back three in a Luke Williams system is going to be fantastic. And when Hughes comes back, we're going to have it even better, because Hughes is just a monster, isn't he, at doing the basics right and getting the ball out of areas that are dangerous. But I think we're completely identical. And Harley Mills, I think, was unfortunate not to get more game time under Darren Ferguson. I think he's going to be vital to a Luke Williams system. And I think if Harley Mills plays well, I think Declan Frith is going to play in behind the striker in that 10 role. Well, it's not really a 10 role, is it? It's sort of like those... they are sort of... you know, those in behind the strikers, the wingers or inside forwards, whatever you call them. I think Declan Frith is going to play on one of those sides, and the other player could be Keller or anyone like that who plays in behind. Keller's engine and his ability to make runs would be really lethal, I think. But this is obviously where I wanted just to quickly pick up from where we were talking about Steve and Harry Leonard. I do think he's struggling in a two, and I think whoever is picked to play in behind Harry Leonard is going to score a lot of goals, because I think Harry Leonard is fantastic with his back to goal. It almost reminds me of the way Jono used to be able to hold the ball up and pick the right pass out. And I think Harry Leonard is a very similar profile to that. And if, you know, in January we go and get Langstaff, I think we're going to have a really good front three again, with Frith, Langstaff and Harry Leonard playing almost as fluid as Poku, Mason Clark and Ricky J. Jones played as a three-man unit. And obviously then I don't think any of those players are as good as that front three, but I'm talking that's the fluidity and transition that we're going to have again. And I'm just really excited for this new era. And I'm really excited to see how influential his style of play is, because I really do believe that Luke Williams will have implemented something now, and hopefully we'll get to see that come Saturday.
Hopefully we will. Well, we're about to find out whether the Up the Poshcast hosts think we will, because we're going to put up the score predictions. So let me just get them on the screen for you. So Ashley has gone with a 2-1 Cardiff win. Dell 2-2, the textbook Dell. Harry Leonard, the first goal scorer. Ash has also gone for Harry Leonard. Harry has gone for a posh loss, 3-1. Cairo Lisby. John has also gone for a 3-1 loss. Harry Leonard. Lods is confident. He's gone for a 3-0 posh win. What a start to the Luke Williams era that would be. Harry Leonard to score first. Lots of Harry Leonards, but then there is every week, I think. We're all just begging for him to score. Max, you've gone for a 2-1 loss. Can you explain the rationale behind that?
I want to bank our new manager bounce for Wimbledon at home. So I've decided that if we lose on Saturday, we can keep the bounce in the bank and pretend like this game doesn't really exist. I think too little time on the training pitch. I don't think he's got a correct assessment of all the players. I think it will look slightly disjointed. I think we'll see an identity, but I don't think it'll be enough for a Cardiff side that have looked so strong this season. And I think we'll get knocked out of the cup. And I think that's probably the right result for the future of this, of the club at this precise moment in time, just to take the financial hit that a cup run could bring and really focus on keeping our League One status again.
Yeah, 100%. We'll just go through the final comments before we wrap up for tonight. Is Declan Frith fit to play? I don't believe so. Anybody know when Sam Hughes is back? November, says PUFC for life. 2028, says Paul. What? Howard, Paul is rage baiting in the chat. Howard says, back off DMAC and let Luke pick his team. Yeah, DMAC. Very strongly worded. Simon Bateman says, will be interesting to see who, if allowed, he brings in January. Yeah, obviously we spoke a bit earlier about the Langstaff link. Yeah, will he try and bring Jody Jones with him? Potentially. Vassile says, what do you think for the round two draw for Posh under 18 against Boldmere St Michael's? I think it's massive for the club, massive for the football club. And Not So Posh says, 1-3 tomorrow, Dave from a set piece. I'd swap a loss tomorrow and away at Crawley for League One survival. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think I'm with you. I'd like to win at Crawley because I love the Virtue Trophy. But yeah, I can. I'm not fussed about tomorrow. I went for 2-1, by the way. Keller's score in a further forward position. Paulie says Boldmere should be a walkover. Very low level of youngsters. And then Vasil says, okay, PFC live for life. We will get Liverpool at home in round three. Well, that'll be interesting. Harley Mills pocketing Mo Salah. I'm here for it. And with that, because we've started talking about Liverpool at home and Boldmere under 18s, I think wraps up the end of tonight's countdown to kickoff. So thank you very much for our two wonderful guests for joining us, Dan and Steve. Thank you to everyone in the chat who always make it an entertaining Friday night for us hosts. And thank you finally to Elite Lawn Maintenance for sponsoring the live streams and for their ongoing support throughout this season. Max, thank you to you as well. It's a night of many thanks. And up the Poshcast.
Up the Poshcast.